Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Last few Saturdays we've been spending our evenings with Stephen Page in his basement.
I think he's on. I haven't got a ticket for this week coming, actually.
No,
I must get a ticket
out.
And every now and then I think, I don't know if I'll bother this week, and then I think, well, what else am I going to do? A, they're incredibly good fun. It's $8. $8, that's like £6.47.
And as you're going to discover, he's like the nicest man. He's got a real kind of quiet, dry sense of humour, and he's hugely talented, so why not?
Imagine if he came on tonight, though, and was an a-hole. You goddamn...
I would still think he was adorable.
Pieces of trash. You absolute pieces of trash. You are assholes.
Why is he all of a sudden American rather than Canadian?
I don't know. I can't do the accent. Oh, hang on. There he is.
I recognise that scene.
Hang on a second, because I've got to set this up. Oh, I've totally balls this up. Hang on.
Well, I'm astonished.
Let me get rid of that. Oh, it was going to look so slick. Stephen, can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes, I can. How
nice
funny.
To see you.
We're seeing you every week. It's like you're like my mum. I'm seeing way more of you since lockdown happened. I'm seeing her every week, and I'm seeing you every week.
We've literally watched your hair grow over the last however many weeks it's been.
It's been shocking to go through the old videos and see the length. If you just go back to like the very first one, and it's like almost normal, and now it's like ridiculous.
I would love to see it develop to a ponytail. That's my dream, kind of a Mick Fleetwood ponytail.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure Christine is going to let this happen. My wife, I'm not sure. She hates it already as it is. And the worst part is when I get up in the morning and I comb it and it's like slick back looking, which is not a good look for me. So she's used to seeing that.
I think it looks good. How many? We were just talking about your concerts and how they've become kind of, you know, a regular part of our life during lockdown. I've been every single one. Catherine missed the first one.
Apologies, everyone.
That's outrageous behaviour. You know, every now and then I keep thinking, oh, maybe I'll skip this week. And then it gets a little bit closer. I think, well, what am I thinking? First of all, I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm not watching the telly anymore. And every week, it's just an absolute joy. Are you having fun doing it?
I am. But that means a lot for me to hear that, because I start to kind of get incredibly nervous before the shows, because I think people who've seen a lot of these, like, how can I make this still interesting for them without it just being a complete disaster all the way through, you know, like this. I like to have a few disasters over the course of a show and then pull them out. But if it's just a whole show of that, or if it just becomes kind of just self-indulgent, then I'm worried that that's what it's going to be. But I'm indulging people with their requests and stuff too.
I tell you what I really liked in the first couple, and it, you could tell that you were really nervous.
I was super nervous. I've looked at some of that stuff, and it's like, wow.
That first one, honestly. Why is I mean, you inspired us to do the rabbit hole a couple of times or a few times on Zoom, and kind of to do this as well. And we were really nervous. The first time. It was, and I don't know why, Stephen, because it should be easier. You're not in a room with 200
people.
No,
but you're completely alone. I mean, you're used to being with your mates, aren't you, on stage?
That's true. But I've done lots of like solo shows, which I was when I started doing completely myself kind of shows. Very nervous about that. But I kind of developed that into a shtick, too. Like, I learned to not be nervous, but it's okay to appear a little nervous. So then when you start to go, they go, wow, he's really great. But at the same time, doing it, like, you don't get any of that, wow, he's really great. I mean, you get some in the chat on the Zoom thing, and you can look at some people's faces, but you're also watching people doing the dishes or, you know, checking their phones or whatever else, too.
The silence is the weird thing we found. I mean, we're used to performing to silence, but it is, you know, you fit it. Singers have got an advantage over comedians and kind of performers like that because we are conditioned when someone goes down, 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 everyone's conditioned to go, yeah, even if it wasn't very good, everyone claps. Right. So that must be, I mean, you're probably used to it now, week 15 or whatever it is, but it that must be the weird thing, just not getting the clap, well, pardon the phrase.
I guess so, but I keep trying to think, like, when you do, well, it's for you, we're doing radio, right? You know, you're engaging with the audience all the time, but there's tons of time that you're just talking, and you're hoping that the audience is, or part of the audience at least, is engaging or listening or agreeing or disagreeing or whatever else, but participating in their minds. And it's the same thing, like, if you're doing it just into a camera, a TV shoot or a Facebook Live or whatever else, it's one thing, but then when you actually have faces there on Zoom, which is the good outweighs the bad. Like being able to see responses is great, but it's still like I find myself checking to see if I'm doing okay. I'm looking at people's responses.
What is the strangest thing you've ever seen anyone doing on your Zoom?
Well, I did see Ian with his cat. So
you suggested that one of my cats, it was Patty.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Was fellating me, which I was.
I wondered if that's what it was. I mean, not. I didn't really wonder, but it certainly looked like that.
She's a very good girl. Your fans are lovely. I think we have kind of a slight crossing of fans, in as much as a lot of our fans, and they will take this in the way it's intended, are very gentle, geeky people. You know, they're nice people, and what's lovely with your show, and it's a thing we nicked it completely for the end of our rabbit hole, we'd get everyone singing All You Need Is Love, and we just cut to people at the end of your gig when you're singing Brian Wilson, and it just cuts to everyone. Oh, it's so much fun. And Kath got chosen this week.
I've been done a couple of times.
I was so proud of you.
There's always a slight delay, and then there's a
but it's lovely. And you see what's great as well is you're seeing so many kids there.
Yeah
I have to wash my mouth.
You've given up on that, I've noticed.
Yeah, you're right. I realized my kids grew up with it, so like your kids should too.
It is. It's today the 28th anniversary of the first album.
I did see that. Yeah. So yeah, July 28th. It would have been Tuesdays in North America. And there we go. You have me on 9:30 on a Tuesday night on your show.
Right now. By the way, Brian. When I heard Brian Wilson, I was at college. I was in my room in Halls feeling miserable, and I was obsessed with the Beach Boys, and then suddenly there's a song. Not only is it called Brian Wilson, but it's going into the late 60s albums. It references Dr. Landy. Oh, my God. It was like, this guy knows his stuff.
My kids found out who Brian Wilson was because of your song, because they loved the song. And I said, you know, this is a real guy. And he did. And here's some pictures of when he got out of bed.
Have you seen, just going off on a slight Brian Wilson tangent, have you seen Love and Mercy, the movie?
I did. Did you like it?
I liked the 60s version. I didn't think John Cusack... I thought that... I have seen interviews with Brian Wilson from the 80s, the period that John Cusack was playing, and he seemed, in the interviews, seemed way more damaged than Cusack was playing him.
That's right. And my biggest thing was, I thought, how can you make a movie about Brian Wilson, particularly about two really intense and interesting sections of his life. How can you make that boring? But they did.
Yeah.
It was like, it was almost boring. They did do a very good job though of like the studio stuff when they're, when they're at, I guess that's,
Gold Star, I think, was it?
It's either United or Western, whatever the, it's Western Recorders. Like they're in Studio 3 there. We made Maroon in that studio, and it's exactly the same. Like, apparently they've taken that down, but it looks like they made it look exactly the same. The equipment's the same. Usually you watch a movie like Bohemian Rhapsody, and the, like Bohemian Rhapsody, they'd be taking this mic and singing into it like this. You know, like you're pointing it, pointing it there. I see a little silhouette. Like that's Bohemian Rhapsody. At least Love and Mercy got it right.
Did you know that Mike Myers is in Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's the manager, isn't he?
He's the record label guy.
I quite enjoyed that film, but I realised pretty early on that it wasn't a documentary.
No, I didn't like it. Is that
both kinds of movies? I liked Rocket Man. I was surprised because I'm not a huge Elton John fan either, and I thought, but at least they went in. They went, we're going to make this a musical rather than a biopic. And once they kind of announced that to me, I went, okay, I'm in.
Yeah. Once the first number is gone, you go, okay, right, I see where we are now.
Stephen, you've brought a guitar with you.
What a coincidence.
Could you sing us a song?
What would you like to hear?
Well, I mentioned that I love Enid, and it's that was on the first album, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, then let's celebrate 28 years ago.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Took me a year to believe it was over. It took me two more to get over the loss. Whoa, whoa. I take a beating when you wrote me those letters. And every time I remember the taste of your lip gloss. Well, Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Maybe we always saw right through each other anyway. But Enid but never really knew each other anyway. There were times when I wanted to hurt you. And there were times when I knew that I did. Whoa, whoa. There were times when I thought I would kill you. Sorry! But can you blame me? I was only a kid. And so were you. So tell me why we never really respected each other. Tell me why I never believed that you were a person too. I always thought that you fancied my brother. I may not have liked it, but memory is a strange thing. Oh, and Enid, I remember you. Enid, but never really knew each other anyway. Enid, but never really knew each other anyway. Maybe we always saw right through each other anyway. But Enid but never really knew each other anyway. I don't remember this next part now. I sing it all the time though, right?
You can do this, right, Stephen.
I do this on your show all the time. I jumped ahead to the end part too quick. Brother, oh, I may not have liked it. Oh, but memory's a strange thing. Oh, and you caught a cold. I can get a job. I can pay the phone bills. I can cut the lawn, get my hair, got my cholesterol. I can work overtime and I can work in a mind. I can do it all for you, but I don't want to. Even if we never really knew each other anyway. Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Maybe we always saw right through each other anyway. But Enid but never really knew each other anyway. Yeah. All right. Come on.
Enid and Emma really knew each other anyway.
Yay! Who needs the middle bit anyway?
The middle bit.
The middle bits.
It was the that middle bit was my least favourite part of that song anyway, Stephen.
Like, well, you got part of it.
I like the remix.
There are two middle bits, so that's a problem. I do this often, like a song like that or Old Apartment, where there's like middle bits that change lyrics.
Yeah.
And they repeat. So it's like two or three of them in a song that they repeat. Is I'll kind of go, did I already do this part? And I don't remember whether I did the first one or the second one, and then I'm gone. Then I'm lost.
One of the how many have you done now? Is it 15 basement shows? Well, give out the link if you want to come and see Stephen this Saturday. Come along. You'll see me and Catherine in there as well, and we'll wave to you. It's $8, man. That's like £6.40. It's nothing, and they're getting longer. The last couple have been 2 hours long, Stephen.
I know. Is that too long?
No, it's great. It's great.
I make these ambitious set lists, and then I stare at them right here in front of me through the whole show and think, maybe I'll cut something. Maybe, and then I think, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
No, that's the thing. If you're enjoying it.
They don't have to stay for the whole show if they don't love it.
Is it 15 you've done, I think?
This will be the 15th, I think.
This will be the 15th. We'll post the link up in the chat. Honestly, it's such a good Saturday night, and it's become our routine. And me and Kath kind of phone each other up and go, oh, I can see you. There you are. And sometimes our kids have come along and have been involved. My eldest wants me to tell you that he really liked your songs. He thinks you're very good.
Thank you.
So,
thanks. Oh, I brought my parents 1 week as well.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And then the week after I bought your albums and said, right now, maybe I should have given you this before, but my dad's very into it.
Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind. Dude, just get a guitar, get your tape recorder running, do an album of cover versions. That was awesome.
Thank you. Well, it's always like been my favorite song forever, and I've been afraid to sing it because it's kind of already perfect as it is. But people have been asking for, sing your favorite cover. What's your favorite? And I'm not like, cover, for me, growing up, cover bands were like made up of guys who were really great players, and that's obviously not my thing. I write songs and I sing them. But, so the idea of being in a cover band always terrified me because it's like that's how you're supposed to show off your chops. So the idea of doing covers, unless it was stuff that we used to do in Bare Naked Ladies that didn't sound like the original, like we do Material Girl or something like that, and it wouldn't sound like the record, that was fine. But to kind of like, earnestly sing the cover has always been hard for me. So I'm turning a new leaf.
One of the joys of your basement sessions one of your boys, Isaac, joining you. Oh, the first time, I'm going to be honest, I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, so did I. It was really beautiful.
It was beautiful, and it was that whole thing. My boys were significantly younger than yours, but it was that thing. I think they may have just gone home to their mum that day, and, the whole weirdness of lockdown and worrying about our kids, and also thinking, dear God, how lucky would I be if in 10 years' time one of my boys collaborates with me on a project? That was beautiful, man. Yeah.
It's one of the things I'm proudest of. I think, over the years, of course, the thing that probably or got me most kind of anxious over time is like, what have I done to my children? Will they be okay as they end up in adulthood? Will they look back and think that I've destroyed them somehow? And in fact, they like me and they like what I do. And they're sentimental about it, too, because they grew up with it. It was like being on the road with Bare Naked Ladies and then watching me make my records and all that kind of stuff. They're all musical. So when Isaac was finished his master's degree at university and was still in the U.S., he came to my place for a few weeks. And the great thing is he's just as sentimental about it as I am. So we're both like practicing with tears in our eyes. And it's great.
It's stunning, man. It's absolutely stunning.
Usually there's at least one moment every week where I have to take something out of my eye in your concerts.
Stephen, I have got here, where is it? Hang on a second. Don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass you or anything like that. I'm going to help you. It's a chance for us to make a lot of money.
He's going to embarrass himself.
This is a file I found, and a lot of this are songs that I wrote between the age of 15 and 21. And I would like to offer these to you on a 50-50 split on the royalties. I think we can make millions. I'm going to just pick... Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm just going to pick one at random. And Catherine is going to...
Oh, good.
Here we go, Catherine. Now, honestly, I've not looked at these since I was...
Did you look at them when you were writing them?
Now, listen, Stephen, I know you'll encourage good art, and you'll recognise this. She is very, very down on these.
Oh!
Very down. But
This one is strangely prescient. This is called Harmonica Song, Stephen.
Harmonica Song. So I imagine there may have been a harmonica in my head when I wrote it.
Okay. It's F sharp D A E.
Hang on. Look, this is it already. We're like Van Dyke Parks and Brian Wilson. We are collaborating. This is going to be it. Get a blank cassette and put it in and press record and play, guys. This is happening. Here we go.
Okay, so F sharp D A E.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he doesn't need telling twice, does he? Do you want to sing this, Jimmy? Well, you better sing it, because I don't know how it goes.
Okay. You start, I'm going to join in. Here we go. When I'm with you, happiness is all around. It's like I fell into a well of love and joy, and I drowned. I can feel myself slipping, sinking to the bottom of your sea. But it's all right, because I'm breathing underwater naturally. Now, here comes the chorus, Stephen. Keep going.
Naturally.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here's the chorus. Here we go. Shoo-be-doo-doo. When I lie with you. Shoo-be-doo-die. Oh, I want to cry. I'm like one of Pavlov's dogs. If you ring a bell.
Hey, there you go.
I'll start to pine. I'm like a hypnotized fool. If you say a word, I'll lose all track of time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Look at that face. Look at that face. That face.
There's a man who appreciates a shooby-doo-die in
now,
a chorus.
Be honest, right? You've had number one hit records in the Billboard Hot 100.
True.
What did you make of this? Is there anything in this? Can we work together, please?
I think, sure. I'd be happy to try and set them to some, put them in some settings for you.
Yes, put them in some settings.
We need to carefully curate them.
Yeah.
I love that. Carefully. Sensitive man.
That's right. And then go back and just make sure, you said between 17 and 21 you wrote these?
15 and 21, yeah.
15 and 21. Imagine... Like, to me, that's kind of a dream to be able to go back and fix the parts of things that I wrote at that age.
Don't need fixing.
Well,
you misunderstood. I think, if anything, your part needed fixing.
Yeah, well, that's my first time through it.
Okay, no, exactly.
That was your second time through that.
It was literally the second time. okay, well, I look forward. Then you heard it here first. It's an exclusive, guys. Stephen Page.
We'll do an EP.
Ian Lee or Stephen Page, I don't know which will go first. Probably put my name first, makes more sense in the UK. we got an album coming out, guys. This is official.
Can you imagine if on Stephen's next album there's the Harmonica Song?
An EP. I call it an EP.
He's going to steal it, isn't he? These goddamn musicians. I tell you what's great. You and one of my other favourites, Imani Coppola, really early on. How are you finding lockdown, by the way? Are you still observing it? What is it like there?
I'm an Orthodox Jew, so I observe the very long lockdown.
Good.
That's the very religious ones of us do that. Every time there's a coronavirus, I'm afraid to go out. Like, things are open again now, some of them, but I go to the grocery store and that's it. Like, we don't go out to restaurants to eat. I wear masks everywhere, and I try to stay home. So the thing is, but from a career perspective, like, I'm absolutely in lockdown. There's going to be no live shows in my future for the next however long, 8 months, a year, who knows what.
Good for wearing the mask. I mean, we've got all the idiots who are the anti-maskers. COVID is
they're over here too.
Yeah, jeez, man, just wear a freaking mask.
They get really brave in supermarkets, don't they?
Tough guys in supermarkets.
Not so much on the COVID wards.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, thank you for downloading the Late Night Alternative with me, Catherine Boyle, and him, Ian
Thank
Lee.
You very much indeed. We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Somers Waste Solutions. They have national coverage. They can help companies any size, big and small. They can reduce your carbon footprint, make your company greener, and probably save you money. Want to find out more? Go to SomersWasteSolutions.com. Who else we got?
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Big up Gregorian!
They cut out the he said, she said. They take a unique joint legal and psychological approach to family law, and they help as many mums as they do dads.
GELaw.co.uk. And finally, for now, Poseidon Safety Management. They're on Facebook.com/Poseidon Safety and Twitter.com/Poseidon Safe. Note the difference. They make making Devil and Cornwall better. They have local patrols by local people.
You said devil.
Did I say devil?
Yeah.
There's a Freudian slip. I meant Devon. On with the show. Oh, by the way, if you want to sponsor us, send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. But really early on, you and separately my friend Imani just came out with these brilliant songs about lockdown, about COVID, you know, and actually were quite upbeat and celebratory at a time when the world was miserable. I know we talked about this earlier. Could you play Isolation for us, which I think is just is joyous despite the bleakness of what it's about?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thanks, man.
Everybody in the house next door, everybody on the ocean floor, everybody in the grocery store say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody says the bacon bread, everybody feel the creeping dread, everybody going back to bed like me, I'm here to stay. Everybody with the broken dreams, everybody on the big sport teams, everybody with the fake news memes in isolation, 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 isolation. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody with an empty fridge, everybody on the Brooklyn Bridge, everybody with the privilege, sing, oh, 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 oh. Everybody with a lonely heart, everybody sharing graphs and charts, everybody singing, wherefore art thou? Oh, 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 meow. I can take the easy route and say this is the way we've always been. But spend a couple hours down the rabbit hole and you'll know what I mean. Everybody who just lost their gig, everybody who once started big,
Everybody's gonna flip their wig like me. I'm going crazy. Everybody with the cable cut. Everybody in the Pizza Hut. Everybody is together, but in isolation. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Everybody with a nice clean tone. Everybody with a filthy phone. Everybody staying home alone like me. I'm here to say that everybody's gonna make some stuff. Everybody's gonna say enough. Everybody gonna call their own bluff in isolation. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Isolation. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Thank you.
I've just StephenPage.com, all the tickets for the upcoming shows. Honestly, the dear listener, and the joy is as well, it's just a ticket for a house. So you can have like 50 of you.
That's right.
In the house, and it's $8.
If your bubble is that big,
if
yes.
If you've got a big bubble, then do it. And it's at least an hour and 40, sometimes it's in 2 hours, and there'll be hits and there'll be obscure stuff, and it's just a joy. Mm. And there's the chat bubbling along as well if you want to dive into that. And also, it's just quite nice just to flick through and look at all the people.
I know,
look at people's houses.
Window into people's worlds, and it's different time zones.
Yeah,
and
love it.
So cool.
And also wonderful Liam as well. I love Liam. He's such a joy. And also, I've just done the link for the Patreon page. You've just started that, Stephen. How are you finding that? Because we talked about that when I was kind of... I did it for a bit, and then we got this gig, so I stopped that. How are you finding Patreon?
I'm finding it a lot of work, yeah. But... people seem to be really enjoying it, and like, you know, we have a few spots like in the crazy high tiers that went right away.
Yeah.
But like for $5 a month, you get access to all of the live from home shows, the videos to download or to stream, and then I put up things like old live concerts. I put up demos, all kinds of stuff like that. But it's hard work because it's like I try and make sure that there's enough stuff posted every week rather than just kind of dumping my archives and having it sit there. You know, I want to write something clever and fresh about it every time. And
it's a job. It's an actual job.
It is a job. It actually is a job. But I think, you know, one of the tiers is like the people get tickets to see the live from home shows. So that's kind of made me go, okay, I got to keep doing the live from home shows too. Then for my health, it's really healthy to be able to kind of go, I have to work. I have to do this stuff to satisfy my obligation. And then the inspiration and the fun and stuff comes out of doing that work.
I think from having looked around a lot on Patreon when I was looking at it and having spoken to a few people, I think you're offering a lot on Patreon. I think you are good value, if you know what I mean. I think you're it's well worth chucking a few dollars your way because you're giving that loads more stuff than a lot of other people.
Right. I mean, the idea is supposed to be if you want to support or what Artist X as they're doing
love
their
love Artist X.
Artist X is great. He was a great, like, awesome shredder guitar player from the early 90s.
He was in a covers band. He started in a covers band. That's how he got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He just stood out in front and wheedledy-deed while everybody else played the songs.
Yeah.
I was Artist X. He was great. But so I understand that's the concept behind it, but I always feel like the last thing, and this is a thing that kind of bugs me, like through my shows, I'm always afraid that someone's going to feel like they're getting ripped off. I'm always afraid that someone's going to think that I'm ripping.
Isn't that funny?
So it's like that's why I'm frantically scanning the gallery view and the Zoom, thinking anybody there looking upset with my set list.
Isn't that funny? I have the same. I don't know if you have the same thing.
Yeah,
I worry about that.
Of course.
You know, but they're there. The people are there and they're loving it. So lovely to see you, Stephen. We will see you on Saturday night.
Look forward to it.
Lots of love to everyone. Stay safe, my friend, and we will see you very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Stephen Page, dear viewer. See you, Steve.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.